Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for joining with me this morning as we begin our Tuesday morning off reading God's Word together. Today we are in Mark chapter 13, and in this passage, Jesus explains to the disciples what will happen to the temple in Jerusalem, and he speaks about the persecutions his followers will suffer. The reference to the awful horror in verse 14 probably referred to the prophecy that someone would set up an idol in the holy place in the temple and make people worship it instead of God. And this is in reference to Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, 11 verse 31, and 12 verse 11. This is called the desolation of desecrations, or the desecration of desolation, sorry. And it refers to an event that happens during what we call the tribulation. As a matter of fact, for those that are dispensationalists, the offering of the pig in the temple occurs at about the middle of the 7-year tribulation. And it marks the beginning of the Great Tribulation. But enough of that later. Let's go ahead and begin reading Mark chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and buildings." And Jesus answered, "You see these great buildings? Not a single stone will be left in its place. Every one of them will be thrown down." Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives across from the temple when Peter, James, and John, and Andrew came to him in private. "Tell us when this will be," they said, and "tell us what will happen to show that the time has come for all these things to take place." Jesus said to them, "Watch out and don't let anyone fool you. Many men claiming to speak for me will come and say, 'I am he,' and they will fool many people. Don't be troubled when you hear the noise of battles close by and the news of battles far away. Such things must happen, but they do not mean that the end has come. Countries will fight each other, kingdoms will attack one another. There will be earthquakes everywhere, and there will be famines. And these things are like the first pains of childbirth. You yourselves must watch out. You will be arrested and taken to court. You will be beaten in the synagogues. And you will stand before rulers and kings for my sake to tell them the good news. But before the end comes, the gospel must be preached to all people. And when you are arrested and taken into court, do not worry ahead of time about what you are going to say. When the time comes, say whatever is given to you. For the words you speak will not be yours. They will come from the Holy Spirit. Men will hand over their own brothers to be put to death, and fathers will do the same to their children. Children will turn against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but whoever holds out to the end will be saved." You see the awful horror standing in the place where it should not be. Then those who are in Judea must run away to the hills. Someone who is on the roof of a house must not lose time by going down into the house to get anything to take along. Someone who is in the field must not go back to the house for a cloak. How terrible it will be in those days for women who are pregnant, for mothers with little babies. Pray to God that these things will not happen in winter, for the trouble of those days will be far worse than any the world has ever known from the very beginning when God created the world until the present time. Nor will there ever be anything like it again. But the Lord has reduced the number of those days. If he had not, nobody would survive. For the sake of his chosen people, however, he has reduced those days. Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Messiah,' or 'Look, there he is,' do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear. They will perform miracles and wonders in order to deceive even God's chosen people if possible. Be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time." And today's key verse is Mark chapter 13, verse 10, where Jesus said, before the end comes, the gospel must be preached to all peoples. And brethren, there is so much scripture pertaining to dispensationalism, or, you know, how God deals with his creation down through the ages. Right now, the dispensationalists say that we are in the age of grace, or the church age, and then that comes when the church is raptured out, and then we have the 7 years of tribulation. The first 3.5 years I just called tribulation. The second 3.5 years are the great tribulation. As I said earlier, this desecration of desolation, refers to something that will actually signal the beginning of the end times, the great tribulation. And some believe that the Antichrist is going to offer a pig on the altar in Jerusalem. That's what I think it was in Pius Antiochus, whatever, I forget what the emperor's name was, but that's how he desecrated the temple in Jerusalem, by offering a pig on it. But more likely it refers to when the Antichrist will establish himself in the temple of God as God. And so that would be the great desolation of desecration. So there are a lot of viewpoints in this. A lot of churches do not hold to the dispensational theories, and I don't want to influence any of you any way that it's going. People ask me, what do I think? When will this rapture of the church occur? The Bible tells us one thing for sure: nobody knows. And if anybody has figured it out, I can guarantee that they're wrong. My answer to everyone is just be ready. Be serving God in good times and bad, and you'll be ready when the end comes. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, empower me to be a faithful witness to you and to share the good news of your love and salvation. Amen. Okay, well, that was a long one today. Join me tomorrow when we'll be in Mark chapter 13, verses 24 through 37, where Jesus foretells of the coming of the Son of Man. So for the rest of this day, you walk like you know who your Heavenly Father is. You walk down these hallways like you know that Jesus is your Savior, and you share that love with everybody that you meet. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.